Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying in the book of Nehemiah a specific study entitled Exposing the Enemy's Plots. Today I want to discuss with you Satan's weapon of discouragement. Nehemiah was the great man of God whom God chose to send to Jerusalem to encourage the Jews to begin to rebuild the wall that had been torn down when the Jews were originally taken into captivity in Babylon some 100+ years before Nehemiah came on the scene. After 70 years in captivity, the Jews had returned to Jerusalem and rebuilt the temple, yet the rest of the city was still in ruins. Few people lived inside the city proper, and the wall that had once surrounded this great city had been broken down, its gates burned with fire, and rubbish was everywhere. Most of the Jews that had returned, some 42,000 of them, almost 37 years before Nehemiah returned, had not taken up residence in the city, but instead were living in outlying areas. And yet God wanted Jerusalem rebuilt. So Nehemiah, on assignment from the king, returned to Jerusalem with financial help from that king to begin to rebuild the wall. This amazing project was met with great resistance by the enemies of the Jews who lived in the area. In Nehemiah chapter 4, starting at verse 1, we read this. Now it came about that when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became furious and very angry and mocked the Jews. And he spoke in the presence of his brothers and the wealthy men of Samaria and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Are they going to restore it for themselves? Can they offer sacrifices? Can they finish in a day? Can they revive the stones from the dusty rubble, even the burned ones?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was near him, and he said, "Even what they are building, if a fox should jump on it, he would break their stone wall down. Hear, O our God, how we are despised. Return their reproach on their own heads, and give them up for plunder in a land of captivity. Do not forgive their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out before thee, for they have demoralized the builders." Nehemiah was describing the resistance that they encountered when they began to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem. This is a very poignant picture, not only a historical fact as it was, but it's a good spiritual picture for us as believers. When you begin to pursue walking in the will of God, when you obey the Lord in launching out by faith to begin a certain assignment from God, whatever it may be, the enemy of your soul will not be pleased. In fact, it says that as soon as Nehemiah and the people were actually rebuilding the wall, that the enemy became furious and very angry and mocked the Jews. We talked yesterday about one of the enemy's plots or weapons is to try to inspire doubt when a person begins to walk in the will of God. Try to cause the person to doubt they were even sent by God, or that it was God's will, or that they even heard from God. Another tactic of the enemy is this weapon of discouragement. Discouragement says, "You can't do it. You'll never be able to do it." Discouragement says you should have never even tried to do this. Discouragement tells you you are foolish for pursuing it. Discouragement tells you you're going to make a fool of yourself, and discouragement says you'll be publicly humiliated. Discouragement is a weapon of the enemy of your soul. A great missionary to China named J.O. Frazier often said this: all discouragement is of the devil. Discouragement is to be resisted just like sin. To give way to the one is just as bad and weakens us as much as to give way to the other. Those are powerful words describing how important it is for the believer to resist at all cost this weapon of discouragement. I have observed Christians who have undertaken to do the will of God and have been assaulted by discouragement from the enemy, give in to the discouragement so easily it would be as if a feather could have knocked them over. They did not resist the discouragement. In fact, they entertained the thoughts of these discouraging words. They considered that they had value. They meditated on them. They thought about them. They repeated these discouraging words that were coming at them. And because of that, they were easily taken out of service. God does not want you taken out of service in the kingdom of God. God does not want you to give into this weapon of discouragement that will assuredly come your way from the enemy of your soul. The word discouragement means simply to take courage away. It is Satan's plot against your life to take your courage away. But Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world." There should not be one single fiery dart of discouragement that should be allowed to rest or take up residence or hit a mark in our soulish realm, our mind, our will, or our emotions. We should be on guard against discouragement like you are on guard against sin. Satan's weapon of discouragement has taken out many God-fearing, sincere Christians who did not recognize it as a tool of the enemy against them. Oftentimes, people will think that the discouraging thoughts that come their way are from their own hearts. In other words, they think that that discouraging thought originated in them. Understand that the mind is the battleground where Satan tries to send the fiery darts of suggestions, of his lying suggestions your way. If you let that fiery dart land and you don't resist it with the shield of faith, it will begin to work on you. And if discouragement is not repelled, if you will give in to this discouragement, if you consider the thoughts that come that are from that spirit of discouragement, if you rehearse it in your mind, if you meditate on those thoughts, if you give in to this lie that the spirit of discouragement brings to you, then the trap of fear will slam shut on your soul. Let me give you a scriptural example. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 10, Nehemiah recounts what was being said in Judah at that time. When all this was happening, they were starting to build up the wall, and then they're getting all this resistance from the enemy. The enemy's saying all these awful things, trying to discourage them. It says in verse 10, "Thus it in Judah it was said, the strength of the burden bearers is failing, yet there is much rubbish, and we ourselves are unable to rebuild the wall. And our enemies said, they will not know or see until we come upon them, kill them, and put a stop to the work." The enemy was harassing them with discouragement. The people then began to say, "We are not able to rebuild the wall." They began to repeat these discouraging words. And what happened when they did that? The next verse says, "Then the enemies plotted to kill them," and that began to inspire fear in the people. Verse 14, Nehemiah says, "When I saw their fear, I rose up and spoke to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, and said, 'Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. Nehemiah knew how dangerous it was for the people to give in to discouragement, because if they gave in, then fear would be right on the tail of discouragement. And as soon as they embraced discouragement, fear was ready to clamp its jaws upon them. And he knew it because he looked and he saw their fear. You must guard against this weapon of discouragement. Discouragement will tell you you can't do it. That's what the people were saying. We are unable to rebuild the wall. And they never said that originally when Nehemiah said, let's rebuild. They all said, let's arise and build. And they began to build. But understand, once you have started on the path of doing God's will, Satan will send the spirit of discouragement and try to take your courage away from continuing on that path. Don't give in to it. Be a Nehemiah. Nehemiah had to encourage himself, even though he was being assaulted with the same words, and then he had to turn and encourage these people he was working with. He said, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome. Be on guard against Satan's weapon of discouragement and have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.